Well, first of all, the announcement last night was a wonderful, wonderful time as we gathered together to share a Thanksgiving meal. There were between 70 and 75 people, I think, there. It was an awesome experience of community. Max came up to me at one point and he said, "Just stop and listen." And as I stopped and listened, you could just hear the buzz of conversation and you could hear laughter and people sharing a good time together. It was a great evening. Thank you to everyone who was involved, because that's what made it the evening that it was. All the people who pulled together to make it happen. And I've heard a number of people now say, "Let's make sure we do it again soon," because it was such a good time. So thank you to everyone. There's an announcement in the bulletin, but I want to reinforce it, that we are taking up a collection, and there are envelopes available, I believe, on the table at the back. And it's memorial donations for Bao Xing to assist with any of the costs that might be incurred, whether it's his family traveling here or funeral costs. They are not a family that are well off, and so if we are able to provide in any way to support them in that, there are envelopes which you can put your donation in and put them on the collection plate, and then we will make sure they are forwarded to mourning, so that they can be used appropriately where they are most needed. His family are in the process of traveling from China to here, and there have been some delays because of bureaucracies and visas and things like that, but I understand from morning that those are being worked out and they hopefully will be traveling here soon. So those envelopes, if you wish to contribute, are at the back. Reminder to pastoral care visitors, there is a meeting almost immediately right after church in the meeting room. Food for the Body and Soul begins this week. If you're interested in being part of that, speak to me or to Leonard. An opportunity to reflect on what our baptisms mean in terms of the promises we make. A busy place over the next couple of weeks. Things continue to happen. That says life and vitality. The Poetry Cafe this coming Friday evening, for those who are interested, speak to Leonard. And the following Friday is the Jazz Night, which will be held here in the main church, and I think it's going to be great experiences. And finally, Morning has asked me to announce that beginning next Sunday, the Mandarin Fellowship will begin with their time together at 9 o'clock instead of after the service, and that will be the location of that will be announced next Sunday. And Max, you were going to say a very quick word.
Thank you, Mark. I guess it's coincidental that following Laura's excellent presentation at the parish council meeting last week, when we met, parish council asked me to say a few words this morning about our finances. You may have seen this slide. This slide has been up for the last few months, but the numbers change. And the numbers today show that every week we now have a shortfall to the end of August of $3,000. Now, at Vestry, as a group, we met and approved a budget, and the budget did project a shortfall this year. We don't like budgets that show us in a deficit, but it was part of a plan, a multi-year plan going forward, and we expect that we will be positive in before too long. But this year, we're not heading in the right direction. And I have to share with you a couple of figures. We have been very good in terms of managing our expenses. In fact, our expenses are 2% below budget. So we really don't spend any money unless it's absolutely necessary. That's a commitment that Eileen and I have made to you, and it's a commitment that we have kept. However, we did at the start of the year project that by the end of August we would have collected $76,300 in offerings. Now that budget was based on pledges that we all made as a congregation late last year. Last year Mark sent out a letter. He asked us to commit to the amount that we'd be making in our offerings this year, and many of us made a commitment. And based on that commitment, we budgeted that to the end of August, we would have contributed $76,000 in offering. We have a shortfall in that number. I'm sorry, my mistake. We committed to $101,700 in offering. Instead, we actually contributed $76,300. So we have a shortfall of $25,000 between what we said we would offer and what we have actually offered. So I have to ask, if, first of all, if you made a pledge, are you keeping up with the pledge that you made? If you can't live up to your pledge because of circumstances, for one reason or another, that's understandable. We know that life is not perfect, and many of us have challenges now that we didn't anticipate at the start of the year when we did make the pledge. But some of us are able to, and if you are behind in your pledge, I'd just like to ask you to have a second look at your contributions and see if there's any way that you can catch up to where you had promised to be. And some of us are in a position to contribute a little bit more than we had actually pledged. And if you are in that position, I'm going to ask you to prayerfully consider increasing your pledge. This is collectively our church. It's our community. We worship here. Laura told a beautiful story about how she and her mother discovered this church 50 years ago. Amazing. And Laura's family have been an integral part of this church for half a century. There are other people here who have been part of this church for a very long time. We only heard one story this morning. But this is our experience here collectively. It's not the warden's church. It's not Eileen and my church. We're just people that you have asked to kind of manage the affairs for this year. And next year, maybe someone else will agree to do this. But, you know, we're here temporarily to manage the affairs on your behalf, as you have asked us to. But it's not our church. It's not the incumbent's church. It's not the bishop's church. It's our church. And so I remind you that the challenges that we face financially are all our challenge. And all of us have to contribute to the solutions. Thank you, Max.
Thank you, Max. We live in a time when I don't know of a church, or at least very many churches, that aren't experiencing deficits. So that normalizes it. It doesn't make it easier, though. And from time to time, we do have to raise and should be raising the issues around our finances and how we can be good stewards. Thank you, Max, for that update. I encourage all of us to pray about the finances of our parish. It is a concern for all of us. But especially as well for our wardens too, as they do manage the gifts that are given. And that's especially important of why we're entering into the Joyful Giving Initiative out of the diocese. It's a good program, and I encourage us to wholeheartedly embrace it and become part of it in the coming weeks. Our recessional hymn is, Lord, You Give the Great Commission.